Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And the contest is on.
It's on?
It is on.
It's on.
If you want to win your way into tomorrow night's game with a pair of tickets, Warriors, Grizzlies, play-in, Chase Center, just keep listening, starting now, and then keep listening and keep listening, because before the show ends, we're going to ask you a question about something that we say from now until 5:30. And if you're the first caller to the contest line with the correct answer, you're in. You win the pair of tickets. So make sure you stay with us right now. Thank you for being with us now. Stay with us right now. And keep staying with us, because that could happen anytime between now and 5:30. Now's the part where I ask you to save the contest line into your phone, which is followed by the part where you, all of you, annoy Director of Sports Lucas Alexander by dialing this number and then hanging up right away. And it's not a battle I really choose to fight twice. I already fought it once. I feel like I lost that battle. It's okay. But here it is. Are you ready? Here's the contest line. It's 415-523-4652. If you call it right now, you're not going to win Bubkiss, but whatever. 415-523-4652. Save that for later. You're going to need it. And then you can win your way in to the play-in game tomorrow night, Warriors and Grizzlies. And I got to be honest with you, Dibs, I hate saying that. Like, I hate the sound of that coming out of my mouth. Win your way into the play-in game.
Yeah.
That's at Chase tomorrow night. I just think it's a harsh reality because it's a goal that's not been achieved. You know what I mean? Think about Rory McIlroy for years dreamt of that moment that happened yesterday. And when you come up a little short of it, it sucks and it hurts and it's hard. You wanted to be the six. You wanted to clinch the playoffs. You wanted a week off. It didn't happen. The Warriors are in the box. They're a playing team.
Right. And I'm going to say this once and I'll probably say it again. And you, of all the things I say to you, if you did a Mount Rushmore of things that you hate that I say, this one's on the Mount Rushmore. One of them is I'm going to keep it real. And that bugs you.
No, that one's fun. It doesn't bug me. That one's fun. I think it's
an Super Bowl or bust.
Well, now that's funny.
That's another one.
Keep it real is one that I think is funny because it's automatically an indicator that you're about to say something negative.
No, I'm going to keep it real.
I want keep it real to be a broader sentence.
I'm going to keep it real, Mark. I really like you.
Yeah.
Stop.
I'm going to keep it real. That was a great game yesterday. They just lost it.
Yeah.
That was real. That's actually how I feel. I kept it real.
What I'm about to say is on the Mount Rushmore of things that I say that you can't stand.
Okay.
You are what your record says you are.
Yeah, no, you're not.
You are.
No, you're not.
You're 48 and 34, and you had a couple of games that you won that you shouldn't have, and you had more than that of games you lost that you shouldn't have. But you know what? At the end of the day, as Rod Woodson used to say to us when we had him on the show 13 years ago, that was his go-to. At the end of the day, that was his go-to phrase. You're 48 and 34. And you know what? That's not good enough to be a top six. And unfortunately, in this day and age, in the cockamamie association where, you know, you can't just do top eight.
Why is it cockamamie?
It's cockamamie because it used to be if you were a top eight, then you were a playoff team. But now we got to have the play-in tournament, which is stupid.
It's been brilliant.
I don't like
it. It's been absolutely brilliant for
the league. Ask Steve Kerr how he feels about it.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's been brilliant for the league.
I don't think it's been brilliant for the league.
It's been incredible watchability.
It's done, it's enabled bad Eastern Conference teams to have extra games. In the West, it's been different.
Anything you enjoyed over the last 3 weeks of the NBA is completely irrelevant if there's no play-in.
What I've enjoyed. The Warriors still would have been pushing for a top eight seed.
The top eight has not been settled. It's been clear for weeks.
Well, you wanted to maybe push for the four.
What kind of drama is that?
More drama than, you know, having Sacramento and Dallas limp into the 9 and 10 spot.
Yesterday specifically was amazing because of the play-in.
Exactly.
Both of those teams could have fallen to the 7.
This from the guy who likes the NBA Cup. That's a cockamamie idea.
Dude, I love the cup. Love the cup. So
you should wear one then.
I've got no reason to wear a cup. You never know.
So. Your captain, like, don't get on a scooter. Laugh could be bad.
You could get on a scooter, but if you're a 13-year-old kid going 40 miles an hour, you could let your kid on a scooter all you want.
It's my bad. I shouldn't have brought it up.
It's my bad. It's too late. You opened that can of worms, and, you know, if you want to allow your teenagers to go 37 miles an hour on an e-bike,
I do not buy it. They have a scooter. Goes about 15.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's different.
I know it is. That's why I allow them to do it. Yeah. Let's go to Gloria in the city. Hi, Gloria. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Great.
Listen, that's good. Listen, I want us to keep our optimism. I thought that the Warriors were in a competitive game. I thought that, yes, pressure bust pipes in terms of Steph and those turnovers. The Clippers are a tough matchup. I've always had high admiration for Zubac. And when the
All right. See if you can get Gloria back. Okay, fine. Then hang up on her, Lucas. Don't get mad at me. I'm not in charge of the cell towers of the Bay Area. I wanted to hear what she had to say. I don't like it when people are heading for a big point and then we don't even get it. You know what I mean? It's like watching a movie and having to leave halfway through. I don't want to do that. Can we try her again? Yes or no? All right, let's try again. Gloria, take two. Three, two, and go.
Yes, I'm here.
I know you are.
Can you hear me?
This is so much better now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anyway, I was saying that they were in a competitive game with the Clippers. The Clippers posed a heck of a matchup for the Warriors. But the silver lining is that they should beat Memphis tomorrow and get the opportunity to compete against the Houston Rockets, which I think that they could come out favorable in the best of 7.
I don't disagree with you at all, Gloria. Gloria, thank you. I've said this a couple times on the show today, watching the game yesterday, and I don't know how you felt about this, Dibs, but like I couldn't escape this feeling, which was it was an intense game, and I want my team to win because that's what I root for no matter what. And obviously clinching a playoff series would be fantastic. But in the back of my mind, every time the Warriors fell behind, I was like, if they lose, it's probably the better route. It's the scarier route. It's the riskier route. It's probably the better route.
Yeah,
I told you for weeks I don't want the Lakers to play the Warriors in the first round.
Right, but you also told me last week.
Stay out of the box.
Right, before you said that if they wind up in the play-in, then you don't like their chances.
I don't.
I mean, you might have been even more dismissive of that about, you know, if they're in the play-in, then they're not going to be able to do anything, really.
They're not going to be able to do anything. We spoke about this last week, and I told you that the idea of playing both Tuesday and Friday, to me, is preventative.
Right,
of course. That, to me, is preventative. Tuesday is not ideal, but it's not a death sentence by any stretch.
Well, it's not a death sentence because if you win, you're literally not dead. Yeah, even if you lose, you're not dead.
Right, but I don't like the idea of essentially not getting that break and not getting a chance to practice for your opponent. Like, if you play that out in your mind, okay, now let's say you beat Dallas or Sacramento on Friday night. You immediately have to hop a plane the next morning to get to Oklahoma City to play an incredibly rested, phenomenal 68-win team. You've had no practice time whatsoever to get ready for them. You've had no rest. Your best players have all had the 35th birthday. Get out of here. Like, I just don't buy it. I don't buy that as realistic. If you win tomorrow night, I wish you didn't have to play, but you get 4 days off and a trip to Houston. I can buy that. Like, I could see that. I don't think that that's as preventative. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, it's less preventative, certainly. And I was looking at the 1998 Bulls earlier today as a comp because, as I mentioned earlier, you had a 37-year-old Rodman. Jordan was 35. Ron Harper, who was probably the Jimmy Butler on that team, was 34. And Scottie Pippen was 33, about to be 34. So your core four is very relatable to this core, where you have Steph at 37 and Jimmy and Draymond, and I don't even know who the fourth would be. It doesn't even matter about the comp. But looking at that Bulls team, for one, they were the one seed at 62-20. For another, if you look at the schedule of games, they had a best of five in the first round that they swept. They had a rest. They took care of Charlotte in five. They had a little bit of a rest. And then even against Indiana in the conference finals, best of seven, there was one spot where between game two and game three, there were 3 days off. So an older team got a scheduled break in that spot, which makes me think about this team. And you play Tuesday, and if you win, okay, now you've got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you got 4 days off with a travel day. And then you probably, I don't know if you have the full schedule, but I would bet that it's not a Sunday, Tuesday.
No, they don't. Game twos have not been announced.
It's
no,
probably
no going to
be a Sunday, Wednesday.
Probably.
I would guess that they would give the Warriors that. And then game three would be Saturday back here, Saturday,
maybe,
Monday.
Maybe.
I do think that there's a way for the Warriors, if they win tomorrow, they would get a certain amount of built-in rest that would help them against a younger team.
888-957-9570. We go back to your calls next. We're sponsored by In at the Tides.
Let's go.
Experience the wonder of Bodega Bay at the iconic Inn at the Tides. Enjoy a walk on Doran Beach and take a dip in the heated pool. Special midweek rates start at just $1.99 per night now through May 1st. Breakfast included. Book your escape at Inn at the Tides.
.com. Thank you.
All right. We'll go back to the phones, but also let's ask the question. Like, how did the Kuminga decision grab you yesterday?
Oh no.
We can get into it a little bit. I do think that now that it's happened, we can look back at last week and realize that the breadcrumbs were there. We just didn't realize. So we'll get to that a little bit as well. This is Weathered and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's 108-107 Warriors. Curry. It's a handoff from Payton, takes a three in traffic, and hit another one! He hit another one! 111 to 107. Warriors up 4, minute 50 to go.
Now back to Willard and Dibs. Take it away, Mark.
Yeah, you dance all you want, brother. You're the man. It's kind of crazy. What a journey yesterday's Steph Curry performance was. A lot of people are frustrated with the chef for 8 turnovers. And a first half that I thought was just a wonky half of basketball for him. But tucked into all of that was the fact that he had an epic fourth quarter. Like, you don't normally see all that. You don't normally come out of a game with, like, your best player had an unbelievable scoring stretch in the fourth quarter, brought you back, gave you the lead. Oh, by the way, the first half sucked and your overtime sucked and you turned the ball over too many times and you lost. That was a lot. That's a lot tucked into one afternoon at Chase.
It was a roller coaster, not only for the team, but also for Steph. And you mentioned the fourth quarter. He was 5 of 5, 3 of 3 from beyond the line, 5 of 5 from the line, 18 of their 29. And if you would have gotten maybe a little bit more help from somebody, anybody, Draymond 0 for 1, Moses 0 for 0, Kevon 0 for 0, Peyton 0 for 1 in 9 minutes. And I don't want to sing... single out a role player, Gary Payton II, but watching that game in the fourth quarter, he looked scared to score. He looked like he did not want to try to score the basketball. There were many times where he had the ball at 8 feet, 10 feet. He had spots, I thought, where he could attack and look to score, and he just didn't.
I understand where you're coming from. I don't love the word scared because I think that
it's a strong word.
Yeah, I think the thought process is I think we can find something better when you're Gary Payton. He's not a great scorer. Obviously, he's a complimentary scorer. He's somebody who gets things kind of like he's not going to create anything for you. If it lands to his hands in for a corner three or a lob dunk, or whatever on the inside, a layup, he's going to do that. Outside of that, I don't think that he feels like that's what they're looking for. But I get where you're coming from, where, like, man, you get down the stretch and you're having a hard time creating shots. If you've got a look, like, go for it. It's a fine line. It's a fine line because he's not the guy that you want shooting the ball.
Right, but there's only one guy really that you want shooting the ball. If you want to talk about where we were in that game, and you had Pods shoot 4 times, Steph shot 5 times in the fourth quarter, and you had Jimmy 2, Draymond 1, and Gary 1. So, to me, the entire fourth quarter offensively turned into, Steph, can you Steph, can you save us? Help me, Obi Steph. Yeah, your only hope.
That's pretty familiar.
No, it's I really not.
In the NBA, you get a playoff game, you hand everything over to your best player.
You've got
at the
playoff
end.
Jimmy, yeah. Who he played all 12 minutes and he shot it twice and he got to the foul line twice. But I thought that Jimmy Butler was mostly offensively absent. And Draymond Green shot the one time on a corner three. And otherwise, no, he missed it.
No, he made it.
In the fourth quarter, he was 0 for 1.
Am I thinking overtime?
You must be. I'm looking at the box score.
When they were up 117 to 111, he hit a three. Maybe that was in overtime.
When they were down 117-111.
That's what I said. Yeah. They were down 117 to 111.
Yeah, that was overtime.
When the Clippers were up 117 to 111.
I'm just looking at the fourth quarterback score, and he shot it once.
Okay.
And it was a three, and it was a miss. And I'm looking, and I'm thinking about it in my mind's eye watching the game, and it felt like the offense was, all right, Steph, you're going to do something or else we're going to do nothing and turn it over?
I don't know.
Felt like they bogged down. Moses Moody did not shoot.
To me, they didn't bog down until minute 45 to go. Steph was epic. When your star's on a heater, I want him shooting. That went very well for them until the final minute and a half when suddenly they fell into quicksand. Why? I don't know. He was a big part of it. He was the one star to turn the ball over. So 888-957-9570. A lot of people want to weigh in. We knew it would be a day like this. We're going to keep coming to you. A few reminders first. Number one, we're in the contest window right now. If you're just joining us, what a lucky thing for you, because we're in the contest window right now. Between 4 and 5:30, you need to be listening to everything that we say, because we'll ask you a question about something that we said when we get to 5:30 and beyond. And if you know the answer and you call the contest line right away and you're the first one to do so correctly, you win your way into the game tomorrow night. We got two tickets to the game tomorrow night, the play-in game between the Warriors and the Grizzlies. So keep it locked right here. Glad you're here. Stay listening. You got a chance to win your way into the game tomorrow night. Okay, so we got that going on. And then we also, we can't avoid this for the entire day. Real quick, what's your reaction to Jonathan Kuminga getting a DNP?
I'm less surprised than the majority of our audience, and I do think that it was signaled before yesterday's game that this might be happening. Now, did I think that it would be this dramatic where he wouldn't play at all? No, but you could see that the things that Steve Kerr had said, and you played it earlier, and I'm glad you did, and it kind of signals what Jonathan Kuminga needs to do and what he has not really been doing. And so I was a little surprised for him to not play at all, but then I went back and looked at the history of Jonathan Kuminga with the Warriors and his playoff career, and he's averaging a little over 7 minutes per game in the playoffs. And so when you get to these games, these big playoff games, Steve Kerr has not had the faith in Jonathan Kuminga to play him before, so yeah. Why would he play him now?
Matter of faith, or like, I actually think this is more about now. I know you're drawing a historical line. I see every year and every team as different. And this year's team, upon arrival with Jimmy Butler, has found something. They found something that they've not been able to find for the last two seasons, actually. And it's been really good. It's the best stretch of basketball that they have played since they won a championship, quite frankly. And so they found something. And they found it at a time when Jonathan Kuminga was hurt. And so he was not playing. And okay, fine. Now he comes back, and they've tried to insert him into that. And it is clear to me that they have arrived at a spot where they feel inserting him into whatever they were doing does not add to it. It actually potentially subtracts a little bit. And I think that even the biggest Jonathan Kuminga fan is going to have a hard time arguing otherwise. The data is all there. From the analytics of him not playing well with Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler to the record the team had without him versus the record that they've had with him returning. I know yesterday they didn't win the game, but if you get all of your focus on that idea, winning the basketball game, I think we're in a moment. This is not about whether Kuminga is a good player or whether he has assets. In the moment, you have a hard time. If what your goal is to give evidence of how Jonathan Kuminga has shown that what he delivers this team really aids winning the game, the data does not suggest that. It just doesn't. And so if we want to talk about this and have a grown-up conversation about it, the breadcrumbs were there. And it started on this show. It started right here. I think it was last Wednesday.
Yeah.
That Steve Kerr joined us, and we asked him about his plan, like what he sees with Kuminga's minutes and his plan in the playoffs. Actually, I guess it was Thursday. So last Thursday, Steve said this to us.
You know, Jimmy's arrival took away a lot of Jonathan's minutes at the four. You know, there's no doubt that, you know, as soon as Jimmy arrived and we started winning, we leaned into lineup combinations that enhanced Jimmy because we were winning. And Jonathan was out for that whole stretch. We went like, you know, 17-3 or something. So we're going to keep doing what's been winning. But the lineup with Jimmy, Jonathan, and Draymond doesn't fit real well, frankly. It just doesn't. We need more spacing. We've found other lineups that have clicked. And this is just part of the deal, you know, being in the NBA. And you got to adapt to whatever's happening with the team. Jonathan's done a great job of that. He's working hard. He's playing well when he's out there. But I'm just going with the lineup combinations that I think are going to give us the best chance to win. And you know, there's going to be nights where he's absolutely part of that, like the Laker game. And then there's going to be nights where I go to Buddy or Moses or Gary Payton. It just changes every game based on what's happening, and I have to read that as a coach.
Okay, so that was clue one. And actually, we focused so much on his comment that, like, the lineup with Draymond, Jimmy, and Jonathan, just it doesn't fit. It just doesn't. We focused on that. We didn't hear what he said next. He said there's going to be nights where I don't go to him. Okay? And so maybe last night was just, quote, one of those nights. And maybe he will play 19 minutes tomorrow night. I doubt it. That's just my guess. That's kind of what I've heard. We'll see. I think it's a living, breathing thing. It could change. But here comes the other breadcrumb. And to me, this is the one that's even harder. If you are rooting for Jonathan Kuminga. After the win in Portland on Friday night, this was said on the podium after the game, even though the Warriors had won by double digits.
We got the job done. You know, we got the win. Obviously, they had most of their team out, so this was the expected result. But we needed to get it done and to put ourselves in a great position, and which we've done. But the game has to connect. There has to be a rhythm to both ends of the floor. And I didn't see that much tonight. 10, 15 minutes of that and the other 35 or so, not good basketball. Game's got to flow. We have to pass the ball better. We have to get spaced better. We have to develop a rhythm. We were in a better place, I think, a few weeks ago. We were playing with more rhythm, more flow, more two-way connection, and we have to get back to that. The last couple weeks have been a little choppy.
We were playing a few weeks ago with a better flow, a better rhythm. We were playing better a few weeks ago. I heard that. And in the moment, I thought to myself, that's a pretty broad stroke. I don't know exactly what he means by a few weeks ago. Maybe that's just kind of the ebb and flow of the season. But Dibs, it crossed my mind. It crossed my mind where it was like, crap, is he basically saying that we were better before Jonathan Kuminga got inserted back into the rotation? I hope that's not what he was saying. Well, I don't know, man, because a day and a half later, he came out and played the most important game of the year and decided before it even started, Jonathan's out. He's not playing. He's not playing at all. And I am absolutely hearing that the thought inside the building, this could change, but that the thought inside the building is that's going to be the play again tomorrow night.
It might be. I do think that the matchup is different, and the matchup against the Clippers is one where the way the Clippers play defense makes it so you want to have much more ball movement and spacing, and that's not what Jonathan Kuminga is great at. He's not great at ball movement, and already you've got spacing issues when you've got Kevon, who plays, and Draymond. Jimmy Butler's not a great three-point shooter, so if you add in Jonathan Kuminga, a guy who's not great at shooting the three, well, now your spacing is going to be even more of an issue. But I'm struck by the first comment that you played from Kerr about the Portland game, and he said, you know, 10 or 15 minutes in there, we were out of sorts, and Jonathan played 17 minutes in that game. And Jonathan was a plus four in the plus minus in a game that you won by 17. So in the non-Kuminga minutes, you were a plus 13. You were a plus four when he played. So feels like, and just watching that game was really choppy, and that's one that they should have probably won by 35 or 40. Portland didn't have a lot of real frontline NBA players. Well, and you, exactly. I mean, Portland scored 86 points, and you didn't struggle to win, but it was not a one-sided laugher.
You struggled to blow them off the floor.
Right. It took a long time.
Yeah.
And so I look at those minutes in that game, and then you get to last night, and and what Steve said there is, you know, if Jimmy's going to play a lot at the four, and then you look at last night's game, or I'm sorry, yesterday afternoon's game, Jimmy Butler played 21 and a half minutes in the first half, which is all but 2.5 minutes. So if he's playing the four, then JK can't play alongside Jimmy.
Like,
and Draymond played 17 minutes. So for the majority of the half, it was Draymond and Jimmy and, you know, Steph for 15 minutes. So where is Kuminga going to fit in with that group?
He doesn't think he does.
He's not, exactly.
He doesn't think that he does. And so, yeah, like, I know that it's sort of hard to work your way through this. On some level, I don't think that this is Steve Kerr saying, I don't like you, Jonathan Kuminga. But I don't think that the Warrior brass right now thinks that this particular Warrior group, and this is what they found, okay? Here's what's, I think, really hard on the Jonathan Kuminga side of the fence. What's really hard is the Warriors finally, for a two-year stretch, they finally found something that looks elite. They finally found something that's winning almost all of the games. And it happened without him. I don't know. I don't know how you're supposed to go away from that. Especially that then when you do enter it in, he didn't like what he saw. And I didn't love it either. I didn't think it was awful. There were nights where it was really good. Everybody points to the Laker game a week and a half ago. That was amazing. He looked fantastic that night. I don't think he always looks bad or anything, but they're trying to play a certain way, and he is not, I guess, playing that way. And so if you're a Warrior fan, I don't know how you want to turn your back on what was the best stretch of basketball we've seen in 2 years. I don't know how you want to turn your back on that. I get that a lot of us like the player, but I don't know how you turn your back on the best basketball the Warriors have played in 2 years. And if you were, so many of you wanted to save Steph Curry's career, you need to squeeze the orange for every single drop. Well, I'd argue that's what they're doing. They're not getting into their feelings. They are leaning into when they had their highest winning percentage. Unfortunately for the kid, it was when he was hurt.
Right, and if you want to look at the history of Jonathan Kuminga, and we'll go to the phones. I don't want to keep these people on hold too long. But if you look at Jonathan Kuminga in his playoff history, and I won't go too far back, but just go to the last time they made the playoffs, which was 2 years ago. He played against Sacramento. One game he played 13 minutes, and it was garbage time. He played 9 minutes in the fourth. And against the Lakers, he played 9 minutes twice, and they were both blowouts. So even 2 years ago, Steve Kerr did not have the faith to play Jonathan Kuminga. And so I look at yesterday as an example of them still not having really great faith in, JK, we want to play you 20 or 25 minutes because he's now healthy. He's all the way back. And if they think that he can help them win, they'll play him.
I mean, I don't know if this is in his skill set or not. You want to know what the kid needs? He needs to become a great three-point shooter. That would fix everything.
Well, I don't know if you saw the video yesterday, but after the game, he didn't miss.
He didn't miss.
He was working on a shot.
Yeah, which is great.
But he was putting in the work.
Yeah. I love every way that Jonathan has reacted to the tough situation this year. I love the way he's reacted. But it doesn't change that, like, the Warriors feel like they are a better flowing team right now when he's not on the floor. And that comes out sounding a certain way. But the bottom line is that Jimmy's not a great outside shooter. Draymond's not a great outside shooter. Jonathan Kuminga's not a great outside shooter. So you can't put them all on the floor at the exact same time. And the other two are going to the Hall of Fame.
The other two do things that Jonathan is not yet consistently doing.
Yes, like Draymond's an elite defensive player.
Right.
Jimmy Butler is the guy who kind of makes it all connect and is able to get to the free throw line and then make them. With consistency. Yeah. Like, all right, let's talk to everybody. Shane in the city. Hi, Shane. Thanks for calling Willard and Dibs.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
I was at the game yesterday. I took my almost 3-year-old daughter, and we had two things on the agenda that we wanted to see.
Okay.
According to her, she wanted to see Steph Curry with a blanket on his head, which is her way of saying that Steph Curry, when he comes out of the game the first time in the first quarter, he has the towel draped over his head.
Yes.
She saw that.
Okay, good. Good.
And then, second of all, we wanted to see Jonathan Kuminga play basketball. And that did not happen.
Yeah.
And we were both very disappointed by that. And I just want to say that we're big JK supporters, but, you know, maybe he wouldn't win or lose them in that game, but at least give him the chance. You know, you have Moody in the game starting, playing 30, 35-plus minutes, and he picks Harden and makes big plays, and he's electric. It's awesome. Like, seeing that in person was incredible. Like, that half-court pick and dunk or whatever it was, awesome. But you're kind of – if he's playing 30-plus minutes and then you're talking about the third and fourth quarters where he's basically invisible – you know, you're kind of losing his potential there, where he could play maybe a little bit less time and make those electric injection type plays and put JK in and put him in front of Harden and see what happens. And I think that, you know, JK's point of attack defense, generally speaking, is pretty damn good. So, like, that's worth exploring. And then, like, I mean, Gary Payton was getting blown past you the whole game, and I mean, they deserve to lose that game, honestly, and it was sad to see. Like, I called into Sonny and Goo on Friday and just said that the JK treatment seems intentional, and then for Sunday to be followed up with that,
well,
obviously there is intention behind it.
Yeah, but hold on there. And Shane, I'm super bummed that your daughter didn't get to see, you know, her favorite player play, and same for you and all that. And thanks for the call. When we say that this is intentional, and I even heard Goo say like a message was sent, I understand where you're all coming from. I really push back, though, against the idea that this is personal. As in, like, Steve doesn't like Jonathan as a human being. And Steve hates Jonathan as a player.
And he's willing to subvert the chance at winning,
correct,
to send a message.
And he's also not making this decision by himself. I promise you.
Right.
I promise you that this is a collective discussion between Steve, his assistants, his front office, and his Draymond, and his Jimmy, and his Steph. I promise you.
Well, I also promise you that no matter how he felt about any individual, if he thought that that player gave him a better chance to win, that he would play that player.
Dude, if that player had three heads, he'd be starting.
Exactly.
Okay. If he had three legs, he'd be starting. If he had one leg, he'd be starting. Like, coaches just, they don't see anything but W. And that's where I'm struggling here, because everybody who's got a Kuminga point, like, even did you hear what Shane said? Shane's like, explore it. See what happens. We're not in exploration mode. You're in desperation mode. You cannot go, let's check and see how this works. They would respond to you and say, that's what we've been doing. And it doesn't work. So we can keep fighting the good fight. And we can keep accusing Steve Kerr of being discriminatory and hating young human beings and all of the things that we say. They've been exploring it. And they, with both their eyes and their data and their record, they have noticed that it has not made them better.
Well, then it comes down to, as a fan, whether or not you put your faith in Steve Kerr or not. Because I'm looking at the YouTube feed, and a lot of people are, you know, fire Kerr season.
Of course.
He's down on Gee 2 and all the rest of it. And so it just depends on how you approach this and look at it. And, you know, Kerr may eventually be wrong about this. You can go out to Memphis.
Sure.
He could DNP Jonathan again tomorrow, and you could lose to Memphis, and then maybe it becomes a bigger question as you go into Friday. It's all a question for Steve Kerr about who he thinks is going to play well and who he thinks is going to fit the best. And yesterday, for the most part, the guys who he played ahead of Jonathan played pretty well.
Yeah, I thought the team played well yesterday. Steph Curry turned the ball over too much. There were some defensive breakdowns in the end. They got caught a little bit in the mud down the stretch. That was a high-level basketball game. You lost in overtime to a really, really good team. I'm with you. You lose tomorrow night, we got different questions to ask. And, oh, by the way, that happens to be the day that we're going to be asking them to Steve Kerr. He'll be with us on Wednesday this week, right after tomorrow night's game. All right, a lot of people want to weigh in. And so we're coming straight to you. Stay right where you are. Steve-O and Joe and Doug and DJ and Craig and Fred, please stay right where you are. Keep them coming. We're taking your calls all evening long, all the way up to 6 o'clock. And remember, you're in the window right now. You're in the window between 4 and 5:30. We'll say something that you're going to get asked about later. And then you can use the contest line to win your way into the game tomorrow night. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Willard and Dibbs.
The Draymond passes back to Curry, who goes up for a layup, and he missed it. He tried to jump in the air and lay it in, and it just crawled on the rim. No good. Done. Right corner, Harden. It's a three. It's up and good, and that's a crusher. Golden State had two shots inside of 10 feet, missed them both, and now it's 114-111 Clippers. Zubac posting up Payton, now goes away, and then they'll switch. Payton goes to Leonard as Harden fades into a three over Butler. It's up and good! Back-to-back triples for Harden, and it's 117-111 Clippers.
Dub Nation, it's the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, you're in the window right now between 4 and 5:30. That's when something will be said that we'll ask you about after. And if you've got the answer and you know the contest line, which we will give to you again, then you call it when we ask the question. If you're the first with the correct answer, you're going to the game tomorrow night.
Yep.
You're going to the game.
You should go to that game.
Come on, you should go to that game. It's a big game.
Not a must win, but a big game.
No. I think it's an emotionally speaking must win.
I think it's more of a physical father time win, because you lose.
That's part of my thinking.
And you play Friday. Okay, you win Friday. Yeah. You're the eight. You go to OKC less than 48 hours later. That's very difficult. It's rigorous. And what we saw in the Sacramento series 2 years ago, you beat the Kings in seven, and then your reward was game one against L.A. less than 2 days later, and you lost that game.
Which side of the brain is the left brain, right brain? Which side's the math brain? Is it the left?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's the left.
I guess, right. But I haven't gotten a buzzer yet today, and I'm feeling good about that.
I think the left brain says that tomorrow is not a must-win game. The right side of the brain says it is.
Left brain has traditionally been associated with handling mathematical equations.
There you go. Okay, so in other words, mathematically,
tomorrow is not a must-win. Yep.
Right side of the brain is like, dog, what the hell you think is going to happen if they don't win tomorrow night?
Yeah.
They're up a creek. So that's the way I look at it.
What creek would they be up? Schmidt's
Ray's
Creek?
Ray's Creek?
Hello, friends.
Is that where you
better be careful?
That's where you go pee when you gotta go, right?
Apparently, if you're an amateur, or that's where you hit your golf ball if you're Rory McIlroy on 13.
And well,
I just wanna,
it's all part of the drama.
I just wanna say this, because I gave you Joaquin Neiman as my long shot pick. I'm not apologizing.
Yeah, good.
It was a pick that was super sexy early.
Yeah.
And then
really early.
And then that pick broke a heel and had to
what are you gonna do?
You know, next thing you know, 3 under after 4, and I'm thinking, all right, look at me. Look at the Dibber. My picks are pretty hot.
Yeah, your picks stunk. But it's hard to pick the winner
of
the
Masters. I've been on Rory myself, so fine.
Anyway, good.
Whatever.
Congrats.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I should have put more on it.
All guests on 95.7 The Game. Up here on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop, there are no guests today. You're the only guest. So let's keep talking to you. Before we go to the phones, can I read three quick quotes? Three quick quotes. I can't?
I mean, why do you ask? Of course you can.
Okay, I want to read three.
You're top of the marquee. What am I going to do?
Quote.
Climb over there and turn off your mic?
You could try.
I wouldn't.
I'd stop you.
I doubt it.
Granny would hit a buzzer. Quote. It's pretty obvious that Steve Kerr's not too interested in having Jonathan Kuminga be in the main rotation. That is from Tim Kawakami. This is all part of the Warriors Plus Minus pod.
Right. Okay. It is pretty obvious when Steve Kerr is the one who gets to decide who plays basketball and Jonathan Kuminga didn't play basketball. So, yes, I would say that it's pretty obvious.
Quote, there's definitely some sour feelings. That comes from Slates.
Why would there not be sour feelings? You're 22 in a contract year and you feel like you're a really good basketball player.
Quote, it feels like this is the end of an era. If you're Kuminga, you're like, I'm not coming back to a coach that doesn't believe in me. That's from Marcus Thompson, the third member of the Warriors Plus Minus pod.
I love all three of them, and me all too. Three are spot on. The only part about the Marcus Thompson one that you could take issue with is if Jonathan Kuminga's best offer out in the market is a 3-year, $45 million deal, and the Warriors say, yeah, we're good with that.
Kuminga, he going to go where, I mean, unless, like, quite frankly,
the Warriors
frankly,
can match any
offer. He's going to go where the Warriors tell him to go.
Essentially.
He's either going to stay here because they're like, no, or he can accept a contract somewhere else, and the Warriors can say, fine, by us.
Or the Warriors can say, ooh, you got that from them? We like that offer.
Exactly.
We're going to match it.
You're going to stay.
And you're going to stay.
Yeah.
So
yeah, so that's what the word restricted means.
Yes, but I do think the more you start to look at the way that this has gone, I don't believe that he's going to be that restricted. It might be a sign and trade.
I don't know.
But I don't know. Just,
this is a question for a different day,
of
obviously.
Of course it is,
but,
yep.
But, yep. But anyway, that's what those three very tapped-in reporters are saying right now. Joe in San Jose. Let's hear from as many of you as possible. Hi, Joe. What's going on? Thanks for calling.
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah. That was a phenomenal game yesterday. Very entertaining. Went down to the wire. The Warriors gave it their all. And here's the question I want to ask to you guys. Those turnovers were not mistakes. I mean, technically, those turnovers were from being a dominant force for over years and the wear and tear that comes with it. And so I just think that tomorrow game is now never for the Warriors because next year is only going to get worse. And I just want to get you guys' opinion on that. Those turnovers were just from being dominant. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Joe, thanks. I don't know, man. I mean, sometimes, like, I see where you're coming from, and it was last week that I was like, look, my observation is that some of this sloppy stuff comes from being tired, and his point is they're tired from playing so many extra games because they're great and everything. So if you want to run that chain link fence, I can't argue with you. At the same time, the Warriors have plenty of energy to conduct an offensive set. They do it all the time. They did it for most of the night. So I'm not going to say these turnovers are all just excusable because the Warriors are great. I also do buy. I buy that tomorrow is kind of a do or die, but not because, as he puts it, well, next year it's only going to get worse. My mind is not on next year at all.
Right.
And I don't even know who's on the roster next year. We have no idea who's going to be on the Warriors next year. Who's going to be healthy? Who's going to be acquired? I have no idea. For me, the minute you start thinking about next year, it's an admission that you think this year is a waste of your time, and I'm nowhere near that yet.
It's not a waste. I mean, you win tomorrow, and then you've got a 7-game series against Houston, and who knows? At the very least, it would be, from an odd standpoint, a 60-40 Houston favored 60% over the Warriors 40%. That, to me, is a ballpark of where the odds might fall. I don't think that Houston would be much more favored than that, so you've got a live shot at it. You've got players who've won championships. You've got Jimmy Butler, who's been through it. And I love the Steph quote after last night where Jimmy Butler said last time that they were in the play-in in Miami, he packed for 2 months, which I thought was pretty funny.
Yep.
And even though, you know, you don't really travel for 2 months, the point was well taken that, you know, I'm expecting to be in this for 2 months, and he was.
And he was.
Yeah. So I do think that if they get into a series in the playoffs against Houston, OKC is a different animal, but you get into one against Houston, I do think that it's a live thing for Golden State to expect to maybe win that series.
DJ in San Jose. Hey, DJ, what are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm listening to you guys.
Yeah, man. Well, now we're listening to you. How about that?
All right, great. Wow. I mean, people are losing their minds over JK. Like, if any other player didn't get a DMP, like Looney, Post, or TJD, we wouldn't even be talking about it. At least not this much. But that's one thing. And then we had a really good stretch without JK. So it's not hard to understand why Kerr might not want to interrupt that rhythm or whatever, that like rotation. But I mean, JK is a little bit like dispensable at this point because he does the same thing never mind. All right, let me move on to my next point.
All right, DJ.
Keep me on here.
All right, no, that's okay.
At the end of the game, all of the role players look scared to shoot. And I think Dibs was touching on this. Like, Gary Payton was hesitating. Like, he would take that three earlier in the year. Like, he would not, like, defer as much as he did. Moody's not shooting. No one is shooting except for Pods. I mean, and is he really the one we want? Like, I mean, he's not, like, going to create his own shot. And he's the one who ends up with the ball at the end of the shot clock. And then the whole, so like, and then focusing just at the end of the game, like, if you want to limit turnovers, give it to Jimmy. Like, why are we giving it to Dre and Curry so they do that predictable, like, run where Curry's running around and we know where it's going? Like, it doesn't work. Like, at the end of the game, you got to go to Jimmy.
Wait a minute. DJ, thank you very much for the call.
Thanks, DJ.
Hold on. Everybody hit the freaking brakes.
What's wrong?
I know he had 8 turnovers yesterday. Mm. I get it. Did someone just say, why are we going to this Draymond Steph thing that's predictable and doesn't work? I don't know. Maybe because it's one of the most iconic things in the history of the league, and it does work. It does work. And Steph Curry was unbelievable in the fourth quarter. He's the reason you had a lead in the game. Like, I get it. I get the frustration. They made some silly turnovers, and Draymond smoked a layup, his words. And we can come after him for that. But we're not doing this. We're not doing, hey, what the Warriors do doesn't work. Yes, it does. Since Jimmy Butler arrived, yes, it does. Steph's been incredible. Jimmy's been incredible. Yes, they've made some mistakes. They've lost some games. And I think a very fair set of eyes looks at the opportunity that Jonathan Kuminga was given to come back to the team and reintegrate into something that was really working. And his opportunity was show them how you can elevate this. And unfortunately, it didn't happen. It doesn't mean he's not going to play in the playoffs. It doesn't mean he's not going to be on the team next year. It might. But I still think that there are all kinds of twists and turns that could happen. But I'm sorry. I see this as fair right now. The bottom line is winning games, and they won the most games when he was hurt. He was hurt, and he has not been able to show or prove that he can come in and automatically elevate what they were doing.
That's fair. And you look at what he's done when he's played, and he's been okay. I mean, they're 10-5 since he came back from injury, and I know that the record before he came back was better than that when you had Jimmy Butler and you didn't have JK. So, yeah, a little bit surprising, though, that he didn't get any minutes, and I do agree with the caller about Gary Payton II, and offensively, they were a little bit tentative, and you're right. Steph Curry in the fourth quarter was just about everything that you had, and I think that you got into a spot where it largely bogged down into that. Steph Curry was your offense. And the last three possessions of the fourth quarter were all very, very late clock. And you had a couple of turnovers because you got into a spot where they know that Steph Curry is going to shoot the ball. And so you either doubled him or you took the ball out of his hands and you wound up with Pods and a travel and you wound up with a Steph Curry turnover in the corner and a Draymond Green turnover and a Draymond Green missed layup. I think offensively you got into a spot where it was, all right, Steph, you do it. And he couldn't do it all the time, of course. And then your other option was nothing.
Yep. No, again, I like the word tentative. I just didn't like the word scared. I think that Gary Payton would tell you, I'm not scared to shoot. I'm thinking in that moment, I think we can find a better look. And he may have been wrong. Like, maybe the offense didn't develop the way they wanted it to on a few possessions. And that's fair. That happens. I think the Clippers have a pretty good defensive squad, and they had a lot to do with that. So, you know, you can come down his road for it if you want. You'd love for all of your players to feel very comfortable out there. But, yes, Gary Payton from the mid-range or Gary Payton from three anywhere other than the corner is not a great shot. It's not.
Well, the only shot he took in the fourth was one that was either blocked or contested. Yep. And he got his own rebound and was able to save the possession, but That was it. And that was one where
and it was a layup.
It was like a layup. Well, he
dunk.
Flashed. Yeah. He set a pick, and then no one stayed with him. And so he flashed, and Draymond found him, and he went up with two hands, and he just missed it. He missed it. It got blocked, whatever it was. And, you know, he got the rebound and all the rest of it. But if you look at the fourth quarter on offense, it was basically Steph and only Steph.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. And now come to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.